Today, 189 masochists, also known as Tour de France or France, take your choice, bicycle racers, set off on another pain-filled journey over the French landscape. American Lance Armstrong has won the last five tours over the next 3 weeks and 2,000 lung-searing miles. Mr. Armstrong will battle top-notch competitors and history as he tries to become the first rider to win six times. NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
Lance Armstrong's got a problem, and he can't fix it. The man has become an inspiration to millions for plowing through obstacles, whether it's cancer or a brutal uphill climb in the Pyrenees Mountains. But Armstrong can't get around the fact that he's 32. A quick spin through cycling history shows that's not a good age for men trying to win their sixth Tour de France. 1966, five-time winner Jacques Anquetil flamed out in his final tour, racing so poorly he quit before the finish line. Anquetil was 32. 1977, Belgian legend Eddy Merckx, another five-time winner, finished sixth in his final tour. He was 32. 1986, five-time winner Bernard Hinault finished second, but several months later he retired at the age of 32. And then, 1996, Miguel Indurain, the dominant Spaniard who'd won five, started the race looking as good as ever.
I think everybody really expected Indurain to win six.
Charles Pelkey is news editor for VeloNews.com and VeloNews magazine.
I mean, Indurain was the first to win five in a row, and there was really no reason to believe that anybody was in a position to challenge him.
But Denmark's Bjarne Riis did. Riis won the Tour. Indurain, once legendary for his huge lung capacity and resting heart rate of 29, faded to 11th in his final Tour. He was, altogether now, 32. Don't believe in numerology? There are plenty of other reasons why Lance Armstrong might have a tough time winning his sixth tour. The people lining the Tour de France course are closer to the athletes than any fans in any sporting event. This adds excitement and risk. In 1975, Charles Pelkey says the Belgian Eddy Merckx encountered dangerously partisan French fans.
And indeed, one of those fans punched Merckx in the gut at one point as he was climbing one of the more difficult climbs on the tour.
Merckx recovered, but still lost the race. Armstrong also has to worry about bad luck finally catching up. Winning one Tour de France requires good fortune. Winning five in a row means luck has been your constant companion, the way it was last year when Armstrong barely avoided a catastrophe with Spanish rider Joseba Beloki. Here's how the Outdoor Life Network recounted the incident.
5 kilometers from the finish line, Armstrong was following Beloki at about 50 miles an hour into the same curve Vinokourov had just come through. Suddenly, Beloki's rear wheel slid. The tire broke away from its rim. The Spaniard was jerked off his bike. He slammed into the pavement, hard.
Lance Armstrong managed just barely to skirt past him, and he ended up riding across the field, having to jump off his bike, jump over a ditch, and get back onto the road. I mean, if you'd imagine if he'd have been 2 centimeters to the right or 2 centimeters closer to Beloki's wheel at that moment, he could have crashed himself.
Beloki broke his arm and leg. Armstrong went on to win his fifth straight Tour de France. To win a record sixth, he'll rely on the things he can control. Once again, he's meticulously prepared. He knows the nuances of the course, from quick hidden turns to the slippery coastal road that appears only at low tide. And then there's the anger, which Armstrong says he uses as motivation. He's angry about doping allegations in a new book by reporters David Walsh and Pierre Ballester. He talked about it at a Thursday news conference.
I think extraordinary accusations must be followed up with extraordinary proof. And Mr. Walsh and Mr. Ballester have worked 4 or 5 years, and they have not come up with extraordinary proof.
Questions about doping are certain to dog Lance Armstrong as relentlessly as Jan Ullrich, Tyler Hamilton, and the other top tour challengers, meaning plenty of anger. History awaits to see whether that anger can trump all the potential obstacles, including that pesky number 32. Tom Goldman, NPR News.